The whole family showed up. And when they came up to us, they didn't say anything. As a family, they just kind of all clubbed together around the casket. And the father made this statement. He said, "I just don't know what to say." And that's all they said. That's all that was said. But that memory I will never forget, because they care. And only a few weeks ago, there's a few of us that went to a funeral home because his man's wife had passed away. There's a connection of care. We hadn't seen each other for years. A grieving person senses when you care, even without words. Do not give unrequested advice. Listen and learn from those that mourn. You may hurt more with your presumptuous ideas. And one thing to bear in mind here is, and we mentioned it this morning, and that is grieving is not the same for everyone. Just because one person does it this way doesn't mean it will work for everybody else. Don't treat the grieving person differently. They don't want to be objects of pity or have others care for them. They're still a normal human being. Let's treat them as such. Don't criticize unusual or morbid behavior. Accept the person where they're at. The healing process will take time, and it's not the same for everyone. Don't be upset if the grieving person does not want your help. The person may need some space and time alone. Don't take their reactions personal. Let them know you respect them. If they don't want your help, don't slam the door shut. But leave it open by letting them know that you care. And they can call you anytime. And if you don't hear anything, check up on them. They might still not want your help, but that's okay. Don't take it personal. And much to your surprise, they might want your help after all. Don't tell them that time will make it better. That may be somewhat true, but time in itself will not heal. You want to be there for them. Don't use that to try to encourage them. Most times it's not an encouragement. It says more like you'll get over it. See you when you're over it. We mentioned this one earlier. Don't be afraid to mention the person's name. Shortly after the funeral, the deceased is not mentioned, and the mourner wishes they could talk about them, but don't always want to be the one bringing it up. Even if it makes them cry, that is okay. They need that. Just care. Tears are healing. Don't make promises you will not keep. I'll be over, or will be over. You may forget what you promised, but the grieving person will not. I've heard people tell me, after many years, that such and such promises were made at such and such a time. It hasn't happened today yet. They don't forget those things. Don't say, I know how you feel, because you do not. Even if you've experienced grief, you don't know exactly what they're feeling. No one can understand how someone feels because every situation is different. Let them know that you care. Don't stop giving encouragement. A compliment for each victory they make, and bless them. Don't forget the difficult days. Don't try bringing meaning too quickly by saying, everything happens for a reason, it's God's will. This is more important closer to the end of the journey. Don't try to come up with answers when there are none. Most times there are no answers, so let's not try to create any. Even if the grieving person is asking questions, most times they don't want answers. No, they don't want answers. They're in their working through their grief. Nothing makes sense, and they don't need anyone giving answers. They need someone there to care. Do not pressure them to stop grieving, but support them in their grieving process. Support encourages progress at the grief, support encourages progress at the griever's pace. Don't try to decide how fast this person should be working through their grief. Do it at the pace they can handle it. When going to a visitation at the funeral home, and I wish I could get this message across to everybody, be respectful and keep moving through the line. That's not a place for visiting. Because if there's long lineups and there's a lot of family or a lot of people coming through, it's very wearing and very hard on the family. And I'm talking from experience. When my dad passed away, we were at the funeral home till after midnight every night. There was long lineups. I will have to say there was times we were standing there and we just wanted to say, would you just keep moving? Would you just go on? That happened most times when it was, if I can say it this way, when people trying to give answers. And then we were supposed to be in shape to go to a funeral when we're totally emotionally and physically exhausted. I don't think it's fair to the family. This may sound rather humorous and people laugh at me when I say this, but I think we should put conveyors in at the funeral home and make sure that they move at a certain speed. Somehow I hear people have gone through the same thing and understand the same thing. What and what not to say. Maybe it's the best is a thing not to say. Instead, just a simple, I'm sorry.